Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your pound key.
I'll be in prayer. This is a day that Israel, the Most High, our power is one. Our Father, which art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
May thy kingdom come. And on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debts. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Father, we adore you. We love you. We are obedient to you this morning. You've been so good to us, and we just want to worship you and praise you and stand in the truth for all that you are to. Father, I come before you praying for our people that are scattered throughout the four corners of this earth, centralized in certain regions, and they're wondering what's going on in this world. I pray that their faith is built up to be that we can be built up in the world. Bless the prophet that your prophet is behind the past. Do more of your words, because you are to your word to perfect. I will that is done by the Lord to speak his own word. God, because he was in this esteemed portion, but we bow down to the Lord's word. We pray that you have mercy on us. Worship you and adore you. You are and to worship you. Bless our time together. Bless every gathering throughout the four corners of the earth.
Bless me.
Because this is a day of refreshing, renewing, restoring, and refilling of the Holy Spirit. Restore the baptism of water and restore the baptism of fire. Father, we love you. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise and worship and honor for that you're going to do amongst us today as we look through this. So be it.
Hallelujah.
Print for Life, brought to you here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Elder V, Paul Ra, and, Blueprint for Life is a lesson and a show and a gathering we put together so that you can understand the relevance of the statutes, laws, and commandments that were never done away with. It's the predisposed, hypocritical, I won't say too many bad words because we've got a lesson today on watch your words, but it's the church that is teaching people today that the commandments are done away with. And that we're strictly living by grace, which is pretty much a license for you to do whatever you want to and come back to him when you want to. And who has the unmitigated gall, the ratchet nerves to be able to walk away from a supreme being, almighty, omniscient God, when they get ready to and think they can come back to him when they get ready to? That's not how it works, especially when you love someone and you are in love with someone. So what we need to understand is the importance of serving him and loving him and seeking him while he may be found. We read last week that the Most High will hide his face from you, and your prayers will become an abomination as well when you are in sin, meaning that your prayers will not go past the ceiling. Some of you are wondering why your prayers aren't being answered. One, you're not keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments. Two, you're living just under grace, not by his laws. And three is that, what's the third one? They just don't love, you just don't love Yah. You love yourself more than you love Yah, and you have not come out of this world. You are a keeper of pleasures. You seek pleasures more than you seek Yah. You are a man pleaser. You want to please men. Some of you want to please your husbands. Some of you want to please your wives. Some of you want to please your bosses. Some of you want to please your children. But if you don't put Yah first, he said, seek me first in the kingdom of heaven, and then his righteousness will be added unto you. Don't you want your prayers to go directly to the altar? That's how I want to live. I'm like David. Cast me not from your presence, Psalms 51. Take not thy spirit away from me, O Yah. God, I need you close to me. Have you ever been stripped of the Holy Spirit? Some of you probably never have because you've never had the Holy Spirit. You have not received the Holy Spirit. For one, you didn't repent and you were not baptized. And you're not amongst the fellowship of the believers and you're not keeping the commandments. You don't have the Holy Spirit. You're living a sensual lifestyle according to the book of Titus. Your lifestyle is, no, I'm sorry, according to the book of Jude. You're living a sensual lifestyle, which is bestial. But when you begin to live a spiritual lifestyle and give the Holy Spirit free reign, there's a difference in your life. It's a transformation. And I tell you something, Psalms 19 and 7 says the law of the Lord is perfect and it converts the soul, making wise the simple. Time out for being simple-minded. Let the statutes, laws, and commandments restore the moral fiber and the moral content of your very essence and your very being. People don't like to be around people that have bad spirits in them. If you don't like it either, you can sense it when someone has a demon spirit. And then you can sense it when the peace of Yah is upon somebody. Let me read something before I get into what we normally do. Go to Numbers, the sixth chapter. Numbers 6. Don't worry, sisters, I'm not going to go to Numbers 5 today. I'm going to go to the next chapter, Numbers 6. And this is all I want you to see. Numbers 6. This was the priestly blessing given to Aaron and his sons to put upon Israel. And it said this, 6:23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee, our Elohim bless thee, and keep thee. Listen to every word, because this was given by the Most High to the priest to give to the people, and we are in the priest in order of Melchizedek now. And this is how we should bless our people, and this is what you should be receiving if you're walking in the statutes, laws, and commandments. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Are you being kept? The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. What's coming? What's emanating from you? What do I see when you come around me? Darkness, frustration, anger? Or do I see the glory of Yah, the glory of the Most High God shining from you, like Moses? The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, meaning give you much. The Lord lift up his countenance on thee, not your countenance. He comes to change your countenance and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. The priests had a responsibility to put the name of the Most High on the children of Israel. But my question to you today is, are you walking in peace? If you need to utilize substances to give you peace and to calm your brain down, you're not walking in peace. If you can't sleep at night, you're not walking in peace. If you're scratching, itching, pulling, or seeking external devices, you're not walking in the blessings of peace that the Most High wants you to have. Today is a valuable commodity, worth so much because people don't have peace, which is why everybody wants to legalize marijuana and get high, which is why happy hour is happy for 2 or 3 hours, and then they can't get any sleep and there's no peace, which is why the spouses are cheating, and then they still come home 2 or 3 hours later, and they're fussing and fighting because that still didn't take care. Matter of fact, it added more guilt, and they're not living in peace. I admonish you today to stop what you're doing and surrender to Yah. Come to his son and learn to live in peace.
Yeshua.
All praises, Yeshua, our Messiah, our Savior. We love him. He made the ultimate sacrifice that we might have a right to the tree of life, and that the veil of the temple might be ripped, and we could boldly approach the throne. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right, we're going to keep it moving before we get into the lesson. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to turn it over to Sister Tamar so we can get into the reading. Not the reading of the law, the herb of the day. And at the end of the lesson, we'll have announcements. We have a fantastic announcement for you at the end of this lesson, because what we do around here is we keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep on moving because we have a job that was given to us by the Most High, and only what you do for Christ will last. So no matter how things turn out, you don't never throw in the towel. So we'll talk about that at the end of the lesson today. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to your sister tomorrow for the herb of the day.
All right.
Healing ministry.
All right. Shalom, brothers and sisters. I am Sister Tamar, and thank you for tuning in, as always, every Sabbath. What a great way to start the lesson, dwelling on peace. And just showing how...
Go ahead.
Just showing us how to be at peace with our decisions, peace with the way we interact with others, and just peace within ourselves, peace and with our Elohim. So this is our healing ministry. You know, although the Most High is trying to heal your mind and the law as it converts your soul, our people are stricken with sickness, illness, high blood pressure, diabetes, HIV, high cholesterol, gout, arthritis. There's just so much. The list goes on and on. And he tells us if his people would humble themselves, repent and turn from their wicked ways, he will come and build this land. So with that said, people, we do know what's clean and unclean. And earlier this morning, Elder V was watching a gentleman talking about, and he basically gave his testimony on how he knew that certain foods were unclean, and he was still eating them. But it wasn't until he had a renewing of his mind and an understanding of why our Elohim told us not to eat those things and how it destroys us as a people. So he was able to remove those unclean things out of him. And so although every week we're giving you a list of things, one week we provided a list of things that were unclean. I'm constantly telling you to read the back of those packages. Be mindful of what you put into your system. We give this information to you, not to you as physicians or herbalists, because we're not. We're giving you this information to wake you up, to give you to help wake you up, rather, because the Most High, he gives the increase. We're just planting the seeds in his people so they can turn away from sin. These herbs and information that we give you is to arm you. If you're dealing with particular sickness right now, we do know that prayer and fasting, and our Abba is the ultimate healer. But understand, sometimes you do have to go in and get a diagnosis. And you may have let it gone on too far, and they have to give you some of this pharmakia. But take what you need to and get off and get on these herbs and change your diet. This is a lifestyle change. You can't just be, oh, I don't eat unclean foods like shrimp and pork, but I'm eating donuts and Cheetos and drinking wine till I'm crazy, things that are full of sugar and that are bad for you. We have one body. The Most High needs you. You have to make sure you're strong. So with that said, the past couple of weeks I've been finding herbs in the Bible, because oftentimes we bring out herbs, and you may hear people say, well, that's not in the Bible. Why are we, you know, they may think we're practicing witchcraft. No, 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 there's no witchcraft going on here. But since you want me to bring out some herbs out of the Bible, that's what I've been doing. So the past couple of weeks, we talked about hyssop. We spoke about myrrh last week. This week, we're going to talk about frankincense. Because the king men brought that to the birth of our HaMashiach, frankincense and myrrh. And as I did research on these herbs, I was able to find out they knew, the Most High knew exactly what he was doing, because when a woman has a baby, she needs some of those things to calm her down from the pain and just prevent illnesses. And also for a HaMashiach, congestion, because it was cold or it was hot or whatever the case, allergies, just anything during that time could have came up. And so they bought these herbs just as a proactive measure to help if those things were to occur after she gave birth and after he was born. So frankincense. You can find frankincense as boswellia. We talked about that a couple of, maybe a year or so. Boswellia, just frankincense, is a good herb. This is one, as you get older or wiser in age, I'll say, from your 40s upper in age, you want to use boswellia. I would keep it in the medicine cabinet, pantry, wherever you keep your herbs and spices, because this is really good for you, right? So let's talk about it a little bit, and then I'm going to dash along and let the law be read. All right. So in frankincense, there are several oils. It doesn't have a strong fragrance, but it is can be picked up as an oil. It helps reduce stress and negative emotions. Anxiety, thoughts of suicide, anything that's coming against you, attacking your mind, body, reduces your heart rate and high blood pressure. It also helps boost your immune system. When you're sick, if you're having colds, viruses, cancer, it prevents gingivitis, bad breath, cavities, tooth, mouth sores. It also helps, again, like I said, with cancer, dealing with the effects of chemo. If some of you have or have been taking that, it's an anti-inflammatory, anti-tumor. It also helps kill germs and bacteria. It heals the skin and prevents signs of aging. But it also improves your memory. You know, we have a lot of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, possibly. It helps improve that memory. For women, it balances your hormones. You know, during that time, you may get headaches, anxiety, fatigue, mood swings. And it also improves your fertility. It eases your digestion. So any of you guys that have digestive issues, leaky gut syndrome, ulcers, Crohn's disease, helps with that. It acts as a sleep aid. So as Elder B was talking about, people are using weed and other pharmakia to go to sleep. Well, frankincense, there you go, oil. Let it fill your room. As it calms your mind and your spirit, take in the oils as it saturates your room, and it'll help you remove that anxiety and that chronic stress from the day. It also helps with breathing, opening up your breathing and nasal passages. And it allows your body to reach an ideal sleeping temperature. It decreases inflammation and pain, like I said, in arthritis, asthma, painful bowel disorder, any type of inflammation in your joints, your muscles, and your tendons. So again, you can find this. Of course, we always are a good advocate for Rainbow. We have another place called Harvard House. They have excellent herbs. can get this as an herb and drink it as a tea, or you have your Whole Foods, you have Sprouts, some of your other health stores.
Williams Natural Enrichment.
Williams Natural Enrichment, if you're here in the Bay Area. Definitely go. Always read the back of the bottles. This is gelatin, pork, shellfish. You know they're shellfish. Make sure it's all vegan. You should only have only a couple of ingredients. If not, just that one main ingredient. And you should be okay to pick that up as a pill form and take it as directed on the bottle. So I encourage you to do the research. Never take our word. And I was reading the book of Jeremiah, and I just want to end with this. Jeremiah 33, when the Most High talks about bringing abundance and peace and truth back to Judah. He said in verse 6, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth." Definitely can't wait for that day when the Most High comes back and bring us good health and cure us from these curses, from this bad food, from the mind games, and from Hashatan trying to take control. He's going to come back. Oh, what a great day it'll be. We don't have to worry about these herbs no more because we will be healed. And with that said, I'm Sister Tamar. I'll be back at the end of the broadcast with our announcement.
Demonic spirit called Return the Most High, and Yahushua healed somebody. He said, "Go, sin no more." Hallelujah. Be thou made whole. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, in this world called Jesus Christ. Glory and praises be known. All right, let's get into the reading of the law. Deacon Abaron, how you living? I hope there's no pans dropping today. How you living? How you feel?
All praises and great glory to the Most High for this day that He's brought to us. I mean, I just look forward to this Shabbat. Gives us a time to rest and get closer to Him.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just I'm doing just fine.
Yes, sir.
You know, before I get into reading the law, I just want to comment on something you mentioned. You talking about, you know, us being baptized. And we need to be mindful that there are lots, I mean, the false prophets out there are just growing daily. And the ones telling you you don't have to be baptized. I go to Acts 22 when Paul was coming on the road to Damascus and Yeshua met him. And then he sent him into Damascus to find Ananias. And when Ananias said to him, he said, "What are you waiting for? You got to get baptized. Have your sins washed away." So these people tell you don't have to be baptized. Well, it's one of the first things that Paul had to do was get baptized. So we need to be mindful of these people that are trying to steer us in the wrong direction and away from this book and away from what we're supposed to be doing.
That's right, and that's a powerful ordinance that is commanded for us to do. People don't know another ordinance is foot washing, but taking the Lord's Supper and being baptized is an ordinance. And let me tell you something. If you fell away from the Most High, you backslid, because we don't believe in once saved, always saved. You need to repent and do your first works over again. If you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you need to be baptized in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, because who won't baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost? I need to say, what Father, what Son? Was you baptized in? That's just the title. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. So you call me or write me,
and we'll take you down to the river and do your first works over again, that you might receive the Ruach HaKadosh, which is the Holy Spirit, the fire. You need that power. So that's good words, Deacon Avraham. So I'm going to turn it over to you for the reading of the law. Let's get it.
Yeah, and Brother V is right, because not too long after I met him, he took me down and baptized me. And so I just, it was a glorious moment.
Glorious.
Okay, we're going to do the reading.
Flock of seagulls lined up to witness the baptism. I don't know why they lined up. It was about 50 of them sitting there watching him get baptized, and everybody at the beach stopped to watch him get baptized, and they all clapped and praised Yah. Boy, that was a beautiful day.
Yeah, all to the glory of the Most High.
So what holy day was that? That was a
holy
day.
What's that now? It was on the Sabbath.
Yeah, it was on the Sabbath, but we had just come from celebrating. We had a feast that day, and it was a high holy day. It was it may have been trumpets. It may have been trumpets.
Yeah, I think it was, because we were in the in the library that day. Nobody was.
Yeah,
we weren't in the library. It was a different time.
Yeah, it was a
You're right. I think it was trumpets.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's get into the reading of the law. We're going to go to Leviticus 26, and we're going to read from verse 1 to, I believe, 24.
Verse
1 to 24. Okay. You shall make no idols nor graven image, neither rear up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto, for I am the Most High, your Elohim. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Most High. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. Verse 6, I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. And the thing about evil beasts, as we get down there, we'll see exactly what he's talking about. 7, and ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you.
Hallelujah.
Verse 10, and ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and I will be your Elohim, and ye shall be my people, the chosen. I am the Most High, your Elohim, which brought ye forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant. And that's what's happening now, and people telling us that you don't have to, that the law is done away with. They're abhorring the Most High's laws and statutes. 16, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague, which is fever, that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. That verse there, if I can for a second, as we know, we do a lot of things throughout the world. I mean, we bring blessing upon the world, no matter where we are. But we don't get to enjoy that. It's the our enemy that enjoys that, because of the fact that we have turned our face from him. 17, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron as your earth, and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits.
Digging up around.
Contrary, yes.
Digging up around, 1 second. Let me say this. When he started verse 14 through 26, listen closely to what he's reading, because this is what happens if you don't keep the commandments and if you don't keep the holy days. And if you don't come to the sanctuary on the Shabbat, this is applicable to all these brothers and sisters that's talking about, oh, yeah, I'm just going through it right now. Our sister, just pray for me. Somebody called me, and I don't want to get off. I want you to keep reading. I looked at my wife. I said, what can I do? I said, this entire household, from the mama to the daddy to all the kids, are living in sin. The only thing I can tell him is repent. I can't help you until you help yourself. So please listen closely to what he's reading, because these are all the results. And this is what will happen if you don't keep the statutes, laws, commandments, and the Sabbath. So I just wanted to emphasize that. When he started at verse 14 all through 26, what he's reading now. Go ahead,
bro. You want me to go back to 14?
No, you can continue.
Okay, I mean, where did I leave off at?
I think 18.
Okay, let's go to 18. If you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sin. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your streets shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sin. And then I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children. And see, that's what it is, wild beasts. We're talking about the nations that are taking advantage of you. As it says, robbing you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you and will punish you yet seven times for your sins. And you get the Most High turn his face from you. I guess I won't go to 26. 25, and I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied. 27. And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And even I will chastise you seven times for your sin.
My goodness. I'm speaking.
It's powerful, isn't it?
I'm speechless. It actually goes all the way to verse 46. We won't do all that today. What I'd like to do is maybe pick it up next week, the Most High willing, because we need to emphasize the consequences. But what I'm seeing from these consequences is that I'm seeing them being lived out amongst the people of Israel today. We're seeing this on the news. When it said, I will turn wild beasts upon you that will come after your kids, that's the human trafficking, the shooting our kids in the streets, and the gang warfare, and all of our kids turning homosexual and gay and lesbian, these child molesters. priests coming after our children and what they're doing, coming after their minds. Everything you're saying here, I'm relegating it to today. But all of this is just because he said, you said right here, look what you said in verse 25. He said, he made it clear, and I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. So you want to argue with me about is my statutes and laws still relevant today? I'm gonna bring a sword on you since you want to argue about the commandments and the laws. You want to argue with me saying I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to keep this. Well, he don't really mean that. Oh, I could break it a little bit. He's like, okay, everything I'm telling you about right now in Leviticus 26 is going to happen to you. And then he said, and when you come together with your Black Lives Matter marches, I'm going to send sickness on you. I'm going to deliver you in the hands of the enemy. You're going to be beaten. You're going to go to jail. They're going to shoot at you. I don't care how many times y'all get together and march and protest. Watch what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
there it is right there.
Yeah, exactly. And when it says that, you know, you will not partake or when you sow, you won't be a partaker in what you're, what you're growing there, what you're bringing. It's going to go to someone else. Because we look at, if no one's ever looked at the number of inventions that the Israelites have brought to this world that we have not gotten the benefit of as far as, you know, being rewarded for it. I mean, it's always someone else is taking it, someone else. I mean, we have, the Israelites have given so much to this world because the Most High was gave us that spirit to where we can do that. We do invent stuff. And there are lots of inventions that, you know, we have not been able to get the reward for.
Brother, the patent office was created to take credit for all the inventions that the slaves created, and the slave owners took credit for them, Eli Whitney and all of them. Talking about he created the cotton gin. He wasn't trying to create no cotton gin to keep make it easy for the slaves. Only the slaves was trying to create something to make it easy for themselves. So, you know,
exactly.
Ain't nobody falling for that. So, but that was the curse that was upon us. We would not benefit from some of the things we did as Hebrews. Not to exclude any other race, because all of y'all are welcome into this thing now. Let me clarify, because y'all made the Most High so mad, through Apostle Paul, he opened it up to the other nations, and it will be open until the fullness of the Gentiles have come in, and then he's going to close that off, and then he's going to bring in the rest of you Israelites that are coming, and that's it. The door closes, our Messiah returns. So let's get it straight, but I just want you to know who the Israelites are, and then you can become a grafted-in Israelite and receive of these blessings. So I just wanted to clarify that. But what you're saying, Brother D, goes back to verse 5 and 6. All these things will be taken from us. All these injuries will come on us. But let's go back to if you keep the commandments. Verse 5 and 6 said, I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, meaning I will chase those people away that come to cause you harm. And the sword will... And neither shall the sword go through your land. Today that means that he will protect you and keep you safe. He said in 7, I will chase your enemies and they shall fall before you by the sword. Anybody that comes at you, he will handle that business for you. People forget that the Most High said, I create the wicked, the good and the evil. He controls all of it. He releases it when it's time. He created the wicked for the day of evil. He created wicked for the evil. So if you're serving him, he's not going to release wickedness on you. And there it is right there. The promise is in the first part of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. But if you want to dispute with him and quarrel with him, like 25 says, about these commandments and keep breaking them, verse 2 said, you shall keep my Sabbaths with an S on it. That makes it plural. Sabbaths meaning not every Saturday. That includes the high holy days that we find out about in Leviticus 23rd. It's plural, Sabbaths, all of Leviticus 23. It's up to you. I'm tired of hearing all you Hebrews and people talking about what you're going through. At the end of the day, I'm going to be like, so tell me what you did last Saturday. How did you spend the Feast of Tabernacles? How did you spend the Feast of Trumpets, Pentecost, and Atonement? Especially atonement. So I'm not trying to hear it. You know, I'm not the old pastor from the Christian church that's going to sit down and counsel with you for a whole month every Saturday and try to get to the root of the problem. No, you need to be set free and delivered from that demon spirit that's got you rumbling in your house, drinking, getting high, partying, and wanting to go out and be with somebody else. Because half the people that want to get a divorce just want to go wander in the field again and sow their royal oats.
That's right.
They're consumed with lust. Keep it real.
And just like it says, the Sabbath was created for man. I mean, the Most High created that for us to rest and to worship him.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I can't do nothing but point you back to these commandments. So if you counsel with me, I'm going to be like, okay, let's get through to Exodus 20. Let's talk about this first. And let's go through each one. And I'm going to see where you are with those. Because if you're still partying and reveling, we can go to the New Testament and we can see what First Corinthians and see if you're lying, if you got an effeminate spirit on you, or for you women, a butch dyke spirit on you. You know, let's go through all these things and see where you are, and then let's check for the fruits of the spirit. That's it. I'm not here to play Dr. Phil with you. Tell me about your child.
Brother Bill, you say I can't be in a center stance at Saturday night waiting for the sun to go down so I can run to the club.
Right, right. Brother D, you can't go to the club at night when the sun go down. Some of these Hebrews, Brother D, hey, they've been waiting for the sun to go down, talking about, yeah, I'm about to go to the club. There's going to be some honey there tonight.
Exactly.
I'm going to drink me a couple of long island iced teas and five this blunt. When is the Sabbath over? You shouldn't even keep it. You should just go find you a daytime club. Yeah.
Exactly. I can get into my lust then. No, I mean,
right.
This is a lifetime thing. I mean, you're supposed to be trying to live a righteous life throughout.
Right, right. There should be no desire to do that, man. I just buckle down and fall in love with the word. It's like there shouldn't be any boredom. You should pick up a book or this Bible and start studying and learning and just never get enough of it. Just fall in love with him. Fall in love with him. Fall in love with him. Fall in love with him.
Hey, also, I thank the Most High for putting this spiritual muzzle on my grandson. He's with me today and seems to be keeping quiet.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good over there.
Yeah.
Which I want to go. That was some excellent Leviticus 20. We're going to pick it up again next week and read the second half.
Great.
Verse 20, I want to go back to when you said that your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. What he's saying there is that, no, let me make it, let me say it in layman's terms. When you say, I can't catch a break, I can't seem to catch a break. There it is there, people. You can't get the promotion or catch a break because you don't want to keep his laws. You want to argue with him about the laws. And you argue with him about the laws when you argue with somebody else saying, I'm going to eat this crab roll. I'm going to eat this catfish po' boy. Show me where it ain't clean. Well, Peter said, come on, man, don't quarrel with me. Just bow down like King Nebuchadnezzar. And do what the word says. If it's not my words and it's coming off these pages, you need to do it. That's it. That's all.
And Brother V,
yes,
if you're rolling with the Most High, you should have no desire for those unclean foods. I know once I came to the truth and decided I was going to go ahead and stop doing it, I haven't had a desire for that stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's just, Most High willing, let's pick up the second portion next week of what will happen to you and show the relevance of it happening to you and your people today if you negate to keep these laws. As for me and my house, we going to serve Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you say. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, I wanna sing my song. Mr. God now. But I gotta say like David and make some declarations. Sure. Cause you see the day and age that we living in. You can't try to steal from the hand that seed it.
Mama, you
some of us do that, you know.
Yeah.
But listen.
Radio, I'm Elder V, and let's get into the lesson. And that song is leading us, a segue into the lesson, which is known as Watch Your Mouth. Before I get started, all of you, I'm going to be brief. Lesson won't be too long, and we'd like to open up the line. So if you're listening via the internet, I want you to call in. The guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. And when you get in, you can press 1, and we can have dialogue about the lesson, because truly this day, these words, this lesson is to build us up together as the ecclesia, the called out body, the church of Yahushua, the church of Yah, that we might grow together, testify and confess one to another and pray one for another. So call in 213-769-0910. And Deacon Abiram, I will bring you back in towards the end because I'm going to move straight through this. And pretty much the base scripture for what I'm going to talk about today can be found in Psalms 19:4, which is the song you just heard. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. May they be pleasing in thy sight. Now, I really want you to hear this lesson today because of the importance. We hear this song, this scripture, so often that we don't really emphasize the importance or stress the importance of why this is being said. And the reason I'm going to let you know that the importance of why it's being said is because the scripture tells us in Matthew 12:36, listen to me closely, Matthew 12:36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Let me say that again. Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. You're going to have to answer for why you spoke idle words throughout the tenure of your life, from the time you was able to speak until the time of your death. When you stand in judgment, he's going to check you for everything idle that came out your mouth. You will be judged by. Now you know the seriousness of what I'm saying. Now hear me closely, because what we have to do is take a look at the word idle, and we won't even go with Webster's Dictionary, but if you want to look at the Webster's Dictionary definition, okay, fine. Let's go ahead and look at that. But what I want to do is give you the Hebrew and the Greek of which how the Bible was written so that you can see what it means in the Hebrew and Greek. But in your Webster's Dictionary, it says avoiding work. That means being idle, like when you let your car idle. But when you look at the other meaning, the adjective, it is without purpose or effect, pointless words. But when you look at it as a verb, it's to spend time doing nothing, being idle when your car's laying idle. Okay, so we have to understand what idle means. But here's what I want you to get. Check this out. The word idle in the Greek, out of Strong's, is number 692, and the word is argos. Argos means thoughtless words, lazy words, unprofitable words, careless words, useless words. You know, like MF-er, S-word, all those curse words, words that you say without thinking that just fly out your mouth to hurt people and curse people. The Greek word is argos. Now I'm getting ready to blow you away because this blew me away. The Hebrew word for idol out of Strong's Dictionary, it's number 907. And I need a drum roll for this. The Hebrew word for idol is B-A-D, bad. Bad in the Hebrew. Bad words. You said a bad word. You said an idle word when you say a bad word. Bad is a Hebrew word, brothers and sisters. Look it up in your Strong's. Number 907. It comes from the Hebrew word bada. And it's a shorter version, bad. An idol is bad. And it means to brag or to lie or to boast. So when you say a bad word, you're actually breaking the commandment of gossiping, which is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. The moment you start lying, you're saying bad words, idle words. This is why the Most High said in Matthew 12:36, but I say unto you, that every bad word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. I can almost end the lesson right now, and we can just repent.
Matthew 12 and 36, every bad word, every idle word, every thoughtless word, every unprofitable word, every careless word, like that was careless. You know you said something that hurt somebody and hurt yourself. Every useless word. Oh, we're going to get into it today, brothers and sisters. You're going to learn how to watch your mouth after we get through. Now, when you go back to 907 bad, and it says that it also means to bolster, brag, or lie, let me drop something on you. Proverbs 27 and 2. Listen closely. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth. A stranger, and not thine own lips. He said, don't you be talking about what you did and what you've done. Let another man praise thee, so that you're not using bad words. Hallelujah. Bragging words, lying words, useless words, because you're going to have to give an account of every time you pat yourself on the back. And who teaches you to pat yourself on the back? This world. Man, because you're swimming in a sea of me in this world. Oh, my. Boy, I tell you this word. Don't it cut? Don't it cut? It cuts. I'm about to go through a bunch of scriptures, and then we're going to open up the lines. Let's start with this one, Ecclesiastes 10 and 12. Hurry up and go there with me, because, boy, I want to see you grow in grace. I want to see you grow in Yah. I want to see you make it into the kingdom. And you are the devil suddenly got you keeping yourself out the kingdom by speaking bad words, idle words. Ecclesiastes 10 and 12. Words from the mouth of the wise are gracious, always gracious, but fools are consumed by their own lips. Boy, that is a precept for Matthew 12 and 36. It is a fool that will be consumed in the last days by the words that came out your mouth. The Bible said, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Watch what you say. Shut your mouth. Let's get another one. Let's get another precept. Go to 1 Peter 3 and 10. Come on, lick those thumbs, turn those pages, because I don't have to say a lot. I want this Bible to speak today, because I just already said a lot just by giving you the definition in Hebrew and Greek, argus and bad. Argus being the Greek for idol, and bad being the Hebrew for idol. 1 Peter 3 and 10. Ever would love life and see good days, must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. So, do you want to enjoy this peace and this life that we talked about in the beginning? You want your days to be good and have to say, today was a good day? You want to be like that Ice Cube song, today was a good day? Watch your mouth. It's in the Word. Let's get another one. Go to James 1 and 26. Huh? Let's go to Sister Tamar messing with me over here. You know, she'd be doing stuff. James 1 and 26. Let's get this real quick. She's trying to be a helpmeet. She said that these verses, some of these verses are coming out of another translation. I don't want it to be confusing to you. We do prefer the King James. I don't have a problem with some of these other translations, but I refuse to use the NIV, which they've taken verses out of and scriptures out of, and it was edited by Satanists, people living the gay lifestyle, etc. I got it. James 1 and 26 says this. If any man among you seem to be religious, you know, ones that try to act holier than thou, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, that religion is in vain anyway, because you don't know how to shut up. All I'm going to do is a Selah after each one of these verses, because the word is cutting today. Let's go to Psalms 19 and 14. Y'all know Elder B can go to preaching, because that's why they call me B the preacher, but this word is tearing it up today. Now, I love to preach, because he said through the foolishness of preaching that people call foolish men are saved. For this power in preaching. Psalms 19 and 14. Oh, I'm sorry. That's our scripture. We did that one. But I'll read it again. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The only thing I want to bring out about this is that when these bad thoughts come to your mind, you don't know where they come from, because now we do have frequencies, the internet permeating our thoughts. If a TV can pick up on frequencies and we have the cloud, your body is an electromagnetic thing. It's electric. It has the ability to pick up on thoughts that are being transmitted. Thoughts can be transmitted. People are saying that I heard a voice telling me to shoot, kill. And the demons are riding on these frequencies and possessing people and telling them to do things that are harmful to their bodies and harmful to others. It's a reality, people. This years ago, this would have sounded far-fetched, but now this is technology. And when they put the chip inside you and you take the chip, like IUIC is teaching everybody to go ahead and get the chip, that will be easier to transmit frequencies and even kill you with this chip. But I don't want to get off course. Let's stay with this. I just want to drop a dime real quick. Colossians 4 and 6. Let's keep it pushing. May the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart. I tell you, Matthew 12 and 36, that men will give an account on the day of judgment that every idle word that comes out of their mouth, idle being bad words. Let's get Colossians 3 and 6. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody's getting delivered right now. You're going to stop cussing in your house. You're going to stop that cussing thinking nobody heard you. And angels are snitching on you every night. When they go before the Father and the sun go down, they're like, yeah, he was cussing all day today. Just bad words left and right. Y'all didn't know that? The Apocalypse of James tells us that when the sun goes down, the angels that have charge over you, they're bringing report to the Father of everything that you did during the day and said. Oh, somebody's getting set free. You're going to watch your mouth. Hallelujah. Talking about, oh, excuse me, that just slipped. No, it didn't. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Get set free. Repent. Get it right. Nothing slipped. The word is still on your heart. You got Colossians? What you doing over there? Come on, help me. I'm turning pages right with y'all because I don't want to read this bad version that I pulled up on this page. Colossians 4 and 6 is the one I want. Hold on. I like this one right here. This is it right here. Let your speech be always with grace and seasoned with salt. What is salt? Salt is a savior. Salt is here to be able to preserve meat, to preserve things, not only bring flavor and preserve, but it is a mineral that the Most High gave us. Dead Sea is so full of salt and sodium and pink salt. It has so many healing qualities. We'll have to do something on pink salt. But he said, let your speech be with grace. Be kind. That's what you're supposed to do, what Colossians 4 and 6 is saying to us. Let's get another one. Let's go there. I'm going right through them. Ecclesiastes, the preacher. Ecclesiastes 5 and 6 says this: suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Don't let your mouth that your behind can't cash. Don't let your mouth get you in trouble. It starts with a thought, then it comes out your mouth, and then the next thing you know, you're in sin. Or you're engaging in brawling and fighting because you opened up your mouth. You have to finish what you started. Why not sit back and think twice? Do not let your mouth lead you into sin. The preacher is warning you right here. 6 says, the flesh to sin, need to say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should the Most High be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? He'll take back everything you've been working hard to do because you're quick to say, oh, my bad. I didn't mean to say that. Everything I just got through saying to you, verse 6 is saying that the angels go back and report it. It says in verse 6, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to say that. Wherefore, the Most High should be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands. I didn't even realize I was saying the second part of this verse when I was speaking earlier, that you're talking to the angel like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. Oh, God, forgive me. You didn't check yourself before you wrecked yourself. Psalms 141 and 3. Just kidding. Love it. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Let that be a part of your morning prayer moving forward. Father, today, set a watch on my mouth, because I know it's out of control. Say amen, Isha. And keep the door of my lips. Please keep the door of my lips, ooh, because I know me. I wanted to tell her so bad. Wait till I see her. She gonna get it. And I've been guilty of saying it too. I'm gonna deal with them. No, that's not how he wants you to handle that. Watch over the door of my lips. Let's get the next one. Ephesians 4 and 29. You know what we used to say in church? This is cutting grass. Cutting grass this morning. 4 and 29. Are y'all ready? Okay. Let no corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. This is what you should be doing when you speak. When your mouth opens up, you should be building up somebody. You should be what? Edifying. And it should be what? Ministering grace to who? Everybody that can hear what you're saying. If somebody can overhear you speaking bad, you are getting blood on your hands. It should be grace, ministry, edification, building up. You are a motivational coach. Every time you walk out your door, you are a motivational speaker. Yes, you got work to do. That's why when you go out your door, make sure you're ready for Hashatan and for what your job is, your assignment is. I'm sorry, folks, this is what you signed up for. You want the blessings, though. You want the good part? Well, this is your job. Let's keep it pushing. Ephesians, we read 4 and 29. Let's go back to Psalms 139 and 4. I'm almost done because it's high. Today I want you to download this lesson, send it to as many people as possible because it's going to keep some people from going to the lake of fire and going to hell because y'all all think y'all going to heaven. You have to give account of these words. You're going to be judged. You're going to be whipped. You may not get a crown. You may not be able to go into the inner court. You're going to be shameful. You'll be spoken of as least in the kingdom. But the one that preaches this and does these things will be spoken of as great in the kingdom. How would you like to be a part of a community and society and be like, oh, yeah, that brother, he ain't nothing. Don't sit down over there in the back somewhere. Don't fool with him. Or be the one to be like, oh, come up to the front, please. Summon him. Pour him more wine and bring him the best steak in the house. I already know what y'all want. Psalms 139 and 4. Let's get it. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. What he's saying is before a word is even on your tongue. Folks, I know what you're getting ready to say. You got to watch yourself and your meditations and your heart and don't let people cause something to fly out your mouth that you've been delivered from that you're going to have to repent for. Grace, ministering, edification. The only thing come out your mouth. Most High got our battles. Now I'm even better understanding when he says, vengeance is mine. That means shut your mouth too, not just your hands. Shut your mouth. The only thing that you're permitted to defend is your household, your family, your wife, your wife and your children. If you need to protect them from harm's way or somebody's coming to do harm to you. But other than that, don't take vengeance into your words and your mouth and you're telling somebody off. Y'all know you Hebrews got that bad. Let's get one more. Then I'm going to close out. We're going to open up these lines. And anybody need prayer, I'm going to pray for you that we can make sure you don't cuss this coming week. Hallelujah. Psalm 17 and 3. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. He comes to you in your dreams. That's spoken of in the book of Job. I believe it's the 33rd chapter.
beseeth instructions at night when we're asleep. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me. Uh-huh. You want to see what you're doing, at what you're thinking about. Your thoughts will consume your dreams and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. I need you to purpose in your heart that you will not allow your heart to transgress. What is transgress? Sin. What is sin? 1 John 3:2-4. Sin is transgression of the law. Purpose in your heart that you're not going to do this. So how can you start today? Just watch your mouth. Don't say words. Be a man of few words. Be one that listens and act and think first. And let the meditations of your heart be acceptable in Yah's sight. Call me now. 213-769-0910. Press 1 so I can bring you in. Brother D, what you got to say about the Hebrew word for idol being bad?
It's an eye-opening and awakening lesson there, Brother D, because it's something that we all need to work on. Because as you were going through it, I'm thinking at certain times, you know, I opened my mouth and whatnot, and I shouldn't have. And so it's a good reminder. I mean, I feel blessed that this lesson is touching me.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High, because this deals with that commandment that says, you know, not to speak these idle words and not to bear false witness. But Matthew's is so clear. We're going to have to give an account of every idle word. Every idle word.
And when you think of it, these idle words that come out due to you trying to exact vengeance, or you're saying something that, you know, that is bad, or something that's, you know, is not worthy of Yah. And that's what they come out of. That's what they're born out of. And so, I mean, like I said, it's just really, it's an awakening lesson. I really do appreciate this.
Praise to the Most High. This is what we're going to do, is to awaken our people, to make sure we can try to get our people into the kingdom and realize what we're doing and why we're putting these curses on ourselves in Leviticus 26, because we're doing this as well. We're cursing people. Hot and cold is coming out of our mouth, and we pride ourselves on being able to go walk up to somebody and cuss them out and tell them, I dare you to throw a punch. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I, at this point, and I wish I had learned it earlier in life as a young man, just want to go around and let words of edification and building up come out of my mouth and build people up. That's how you change society, change the world, change people. Edification.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, nobody wants to call in, so I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I pray that you would help my brothers and sisters that are listening to this in the archives and those that are listening to this on radio stations in other countries and those that are listening via the internet that didn't want to call in, that one of the scriptures we read was a prayer to you that should be a part every morning of our prayer. Psalms 141:3, set a guard over our mouths and keep watch over the door of our lips. I rebuke these spirits that would cause people to say things that would keep them out of the kingdom and hurt and become injurious to other people to the point where they don't want anything to do with you, because they're saying, if this person is keeping the commandments and serving Yah, but talk to me like that, I don't want nothing to do with Yah. Let them realize the seriousness of it and repent now. I speak freedom, deliverance, and liberty to your people, and that they will enter into a new realm and begin to bless and prophesy with the mouth and not curse. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High.
Hallelujah. Brother V.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're not getting much calls, because just like me, they're reflecting over this lesson. I'm just telling you, I mean, this is a powerful lesson here, and you know, it makes you stop and think about what you've been doing. And I'm sure they're doing the same thing, you know, thinking about that. You know, hey, you know, I haven't been doing being righteous like y'all wants us to be. I mean, so I'm sure this lesson went through and touched a lot of people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, he watches over his word to
performance. So whoever needs to hear it will hear it. We'll promote it to my end. Make sure we put it on YouTube, everything else, but just pass it on. Freely we receive, freely we give. We ain't collecting no tithes.
I know that. Yeah, exactly. I said, we all know that's something we got to work on. And like I said, I'm definitely going to work on that.
That's right. All right. Appreciate you, Deacon Alvaron. Let me give it to Sister Tamar because we have an announcement we want to make.
All right. All praises to the Most High. Thank Elder V for the beautiful lesson. And definitely, as women, it's something we have a hard time doing, taming our lips.
Ooh, them sisters. when they get to rolling that neck and that hand on that hip.
Brother V, she said that. We did.
That's right. So we rebuke that in the name of Yeshua. So, as always, every day that the Most High brings air into our lungs, it's a work in progress. So, we know as sisters, when we know better, we do better. So, I'm always a big fan of thinking before you speak, because every word, every thought that you think doesn't have to roll out of your mouth just because you want to hear yourself speak. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pray this for this lesson as a reminder to keep our mouths closed and ask the Most High to guard our lips. Close the door on them. All right. Well, this week, Most High willing, we will have Tuesday, the Heart of a Hebrew Woman. Broadcast is strictly for women, uplifting women, bringing the community together. Most High willing, I will have a guest from Illinois on, who's a mother. And, I'm hoping that she'll find time to come on and speak about some of the programs that she's doing in Illinois to help our sisters. So be prayerful that she's available. And she'll be on this coming Tuesday, Most High willing. On Wednesday, we have Inspirational Wednesday with Elder V and Deacon Abawam. The Wednesday at 8 a.m. So definitely tune in to that. And then on I guess next Shabbat, be November the 3rd.
Right.
So, brothers and sisters, those of you who have been with us for a while, through trial and error, we have been able to overcome. And with much prayer, the Most High wants us to continue to work towards the vision and the ministry that He has given us to do. So, we will be back in Oakland, 6101 International Boulevard, starting this coming Shabbat, Most High willing. While sitting here waiting to make these announcements, I thought about me, you, and Deacon Abraham, and maybe a couple other brothers. We prayed in that sanctuary for the Most High to give us the increase. So how dare us to step away and not allow those prayers to manifest. So that's why the Most High continues to tug on us. He continues to reveal things to us, and He wants us in that area. So, brothers and sisters, if you are in the Oakland East Bay area, we are trying to build up a community of believers. And we're not trying to take tithes. And this is not about anybody's religion. It's about us reading this Bible and getting understanding. It is about us waking up our people into the knowledge of the truth. We may have some people come in that want to sojourn with us. We have to make sure that we are doing our best to edify the Most High through speech, through our actions. We have to make sure that we're doing all we can. So I encourage you, if you're looking for somewhere to worship and just be a part of a gathering, please come out and see us.
We are starting a church.
I'm pastoring,
and my wife will be helping me. We are not starting a camp. None of that stuff. You're going to be preaching the gospel and winning the lost in the streets of East Oakland.
That's
and
right.
We're not looking for those that already got a pocket full of precepts and know everything. No, we're going to reach the lost and bring them in and baptize them and bring deliverance.
That's right.
And cast out demons and do something you have not seen in a while. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we are accepting our call once again as pastors. We're not looking to get together and have a Bible study and drink wine. No, we're pastoring and having worship service coming this Saturday. You want to be there, 6101 International in Oakland, California. Go ahead, babe.
All right. Okay. So, again, definitely we will start the ministry of giving. making sure that we have we find out first the need of the people out there. Oftentimes we may see a person with that's down on their luck, at least we think, and we want to give them a couple of dollars, or we want to give them some food or whatever the case may be. So our goal is to find out what is the need. We are there to help the people. And once we find out that need, Most High willing, He will provide us with the resources to help our people and to just begin a new journey, a new chapter. So if you want to be a part, just like Elder V said.
That's right. We want to see you there at 10
a.m.
6101 International.
That's right.
We will have worship service. We will do Blog Talk live from down there.
Yep.
We will sing before the Most High. And we will lay hands on the sick, pray with you, and there will be a lesson and message. And let's come together and build up the community. So this is where our sanctuary will be every Shabbat.
Every Shabbat.
And we will go back home and rest.
I will go back home and rest. So thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for, just being faithful here on Blog Talk. We try our best to make sure we're on time and consistent with the broadcast. We're going to be consistent with this ministry to help our people, so we thank you. Like Elder V said, we don't take any tithes. If you want to donate something, it's going back into the community. Any type of donations we get, you will get a ledger or a receipt or something explaining where your money is not going into our pockets. We have jobs,
mm-hmm.
and we're not trying to market and steal from our people. We're about giving back to the community, like the Acts and the Book of Acts spoke about. So please feel that if you want to donate, please feel free to do so, and we'll make sure you get something in writing from both me and Elder V with a picture, whatever the case may be, to ensure you that your money is being well spent in a community that is needed.
Give me the P.O. box number.
And also, if you want to mail in donations,
Our comments, questions.
You want to send letters the first time, you can send it to, if you have a pen and sheet of paper. The address is 712. Street is Bancroft. B as in boy. E as in apple. N as in Nancy. C as in cat. R as in Ralph. O as in octopus. F as in Frank. And T as in Torah. And then Road RD, the box number is 789. The city is Walnut Creek, California, 94598. Again, that's 712 Bancroft Road, box number 789, Walnut Creek, California, 94598. You can send letters. Donations, whatever you feel, whatever the Most High puts on your heart to send to help us build this ministry, we encourage you to do so. And likewise, we ask that you pray for us. We're definitely praying for you. I'm going to turn it back over to Elder V.
All right. All right, Deacon Abdul-Rahim, you got any final words?
No, but I'm glad to hear you say that you're not donations are not to get that Creflo Dollar jet. You know, back into the ministry, exactly. We're here to spread the word. And we're not here to try and make ourselves rich on the back of y'all's people.
Yeah, and more than likely, the funds will be going towards the NorCal Hebrew Association, NorCal Hebrew Fellowship, which is designed to maybe help our children and help believers, but help the kids with scholarships and help them to get into school. We got our own Measure AA right here. So it's fellowship is a nonprofit organization. We don't believe the church should be nonprofit, but we did set up a nonprofit. We're going to set that up through NorCal Hebrew Fellowship so that we can get funds, because the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. We're just going to use that to give back to our children, our kids. That's what our goal is. And because Brother D, you brought out a scripture on Wednesday. You brought out an excellent scripture in Ecclesiasticus, verse, I think it was chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. It tells us that we are only to help the believers and not to help the sinners. You remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. And it was kind of eye-opening to me, because you always think, Yeshua, he loves everybody, wants to help everybody, but it tells us right there not to help the sinner.
Right. And also the first verse before that, verse 6, was saying that he does not love the sin and the sinner. He hates the sinner and the sin that commits these sins, which is why he told us to only help the believers, not to help the sinners that you give your money to, and they're going to commit egregious sins with your money. You give somebody $30 to go get a hotel and commit adultery. I mean, come on now. Let's think about it.
Exactly.
Lay up all night.
Good point.
Right. So we're not doing that. We want to help the babies, help the kids, clothing, food, school, get them in and empower the community that we're going to be in that needs help. So we'll tell you more about that as we go up. But I and Sister Ma are moving back into the pastorship in the office of an elder and bishop in that area. I've been given that place, that building, that facility, that area. I've been asked to come and teach. We have people coming, people calling. That's my office. That's my call. And that's what we shall do.
Yeah, and just like in man's law, you know, you can be punished for aiding and abetting a criminal. Well, we don't want to aid and abet sinner.
There you go. If you're giving them money to continue in sin, you are not doing a service.
Okay.
That's right. Hallelujah. All right. Well, that's been the lesson. Hey, watch your mouth out there. I want y'all to be making it into the kingdom. The only for sure obstacle to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Shabbat shalom. Enjoy the rest of your Sabbath. Hallelujah.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of earth. I've got